Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru Deva Jaya Guru.
प्रभुपाद की जय। श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत गौड़ी वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमाचार्य सुलोदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गौर गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदेव धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। आलाचवानी रमनीति धाम की जय। मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस अपियरेंस डे ऑफ वृंदावन दास ठाकुर की जय। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर श्री श्री गौणिताय कृष्ण बलराम अनपैरेलल ब्यूटी की जय। देयर दर्शनार्थी की जय। श्री प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय। The deities looks more and more beautiful than ever before. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयत् नश्च प्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकी। Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayan, unto the Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and Srila Prabhupada, the translator and commentator, and our protector. So we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 29. Is this on? The Odyssey is on. तस्य मे अनुरक्तस्य प्रसृतस्य हत एनश्च श्रद्धाधानस्य बालस्य दान्तस्य अनुचारस्य च दान्तस्य अनुचारस्य तस्य एवं मे अनुरक्तस्य प्रासितस्य हत येन स प्रासितस्य हत ददानस्य बालस्य श्रद्धाधानस्य बालस्य दान्तस्य अनुचारस्य च तस्य एवं मे अनुरक्तस्य प्रारिस्तस्य हत येन स प्रसृतस्य हत येन स श्रद्धाधानस्य बालस्य दान्तस्य अनुचारस्य च तस्य हिज एवं दास मे माइन Anuraktasya attached to them, pras Sri Tasya obediently hata freed from anasya sins, Shraddha Dhanasya of the faithful, Balasya of the boy, Dantasya subjugated, Anucharasya strictly following the instructions, cha and. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I was very much attached to those sage. I was gentle in behavior, and all my sin were eradicated in their service. In my heart, I had strong faith in them, and I had subjugated the senses, and I was strictly following them with body and mind. Each verse is complete by itself. So, when we read the purport, I will break down the purport to see how Srila Prabhupada gives the key points, even though it's a simple English, but these are like key points to me. So I'll read the translation again. It sounds like all of us, each devotee, when they come to temple, what they do. I was very much attached to those sages. We become attached to the devotees, especially to Srila Prabhupada. I was gentle in behavior. That's a question. And all my sins were eradicated in their service. That is fact. In my heart, I had strong faith in them. That's also true. I have subjugated the senses. That's gradual process. I was strictly following them with body and mind. That's what we do every day. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Sya Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsha Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasati Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Vaishya Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are going to read Srila Prabhupada's purport, sentence by sentence. First thing Srila Prabhupada writes, these are the necessary qualifications of a prospective candidate who can expect to be elevated to the position of a pure, unadulterated devotee. So Srila Prabhupada said necessary. Necessary is not an option. The word, when Prabhupada used the necessary, it is the essential principle. It is not a potential or an option. You may chant or you may not chant. You may do sadhana or not do sadhana. It's up to you. Yes, that choice is there. But if you want to go back home, back to Godhead, if you want real happiness, you want to become really devotee, then definitely you must do sadhana. It is necessary, Prabhupada says, means essential. And that's what you are made of. That's what you are going to experience in spiritual realm. The sadhana, the purpose of the sadhana is to please Radha Krishna or Nitai Gaur, Krishna Balaram, through your mind, through your body, and through your speech. That's what the Brajavasis, that's all they do. So that's what sadhana, Prabhupada says, it is necessary. Okay, but Prabhupada says qualification. And then Prabhupada used also prospective candidate. Prospective, what I understand from that word, when Prabhupada used those English, is very effective to our consciousness. Here prospective means expecting to be someone particular in future. Means if we do this process, then this will be the result. What are the results? We are coming after a few sentences. So this is very important. Now if you say, well, we can slowly become pure devotee, or I don't know if I have a chance. But let's see what Prabhupada says about it. Srila Prabhupada was giving beautiful lecture class in Paris, where Indradumna Maharaj was sitting there. And there are many sannyasis in the front. And after the class ended, Prabhupada says, is there any question? And one man, he just joining, not joined yet, that day he joined, but he raised his hand. And sannyasis and other were a little surprised. This man just came today and he just raised his hand. Prabhupada said, yes. He said, how can I become like you, pure devotee? And everybody's looking at him. What? He wants to become like Prabhupada. They're like a little bit not a comfortable. But Prabhupada noticed and Prabhupada appreciated that question. Prabhupada said, yes, that is very nice question. And then he says, why am I traveling all over the world to teach what? To become pure. I am engaging all my senses to please Krishna. I'm teaching all of you to engage your all senses and you become pure devotee. That was very nice. And everybody understood, no, even though new bhakta, but his question was very. And there is one verse says, adhikara nalabdha siddha deho bhave viparjay buddhi janme shaktira bhave. If you do not practice and do not become eligible and you artificially try to act like a pure devotee or superficially, because sometimes some devotees say when they begin sometime in life that after chanting for decades you feel like, what am I getting? It seems like something. Generally, we don't want to do something that is superficial. is chanting superficial. And he told me, he said, well, sometimes I feel like, I said, that is the biggest mistake. You really, with good attention and feeling, you really have to offer your calling to Krishna. My Lord, I'm not qualified. I have rejected my eternal position as a servant to serve. Please accept me. I'm sorry. I'm trying to come back. When you, with this humble attitude, you pray, and then you will go deeper into your heart, where you will see natural, innate feeling for the Lord is there. That time you will say that those who are chanting Hare Krishna are the genuine, and those who are not chanting are artificial, superficial life they are leading. That's the fact. This verse, first line, it says, Tasya evam me anuraktasya. And Prabhupada translated, I was very much attached to those sages. This is Narad Muni. He is giving secret. And we are also very attached to our spiritual master, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru. Prabhupada is Shiksha Guru for 10,000 years. Every living conditioned soul, not only human, everybody can accept Prabhupada as their protector, because he is a Shiksha Guru for next 10,000 years. I just found out very interestingly a story of Bhakti Devi, that when she was in Vrindavan, and after she had a talk with Narada and four Kumaras, and it's very interestingly, Bhakti Prabhupada Maharaj found the origin with that, and Bhakti Devi revealed that I'm leaving now that part of India and going to abroad, and with my sons, two sons, knowledge and renunciation, Gyana Vairagya, and I'll distribute my potency in the Western world, all over the world. And then you think, Bhakti Devi wanted to travel to the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, and guess how she traveled? With Srila Prabhupada in his heart. That's so sweet, such a nice connection, that thousands and thousands of years back this discussion took place, and Bhakti Devi revealed, and Srila Prabhupada exhibited that. That he was carrying Bhakti Devi in his heart and brought here to the world, to the Western world. Now the India is flourishing because of that. Then question comes that how important is Sadhu Sangha? The next sentence Prabhupada writes, such a candidate must always seek the association of pure devotees. We should always remember this. This is like a sloka. You can write that sentence Prabhupada writes as a sloka. Such a candidate means when you are eager to go back home, back to Godhead, eager to become advanced devotee, you must seek the association of pure devotee. It's very interesting that I'll give you a funny story. One devotee, one of Prabhupada's disciple, Haridas Prabhu in Bombay, his mother was very kind to me, Didima. We used to call her Didima in Mayapur in early 80s, even late 78, 79. She was the main cook of the deity, but she always used to give me some prasadam, mahaprasad every day, so I remember her. She passed away. And so her son, Haridas Prabhu, he was not coming from a Now you may say, well, Narad Muni is a very first class candidate. He was humble, he was simple minded, he was obedient, he was very polite to the sages. But we are not really so much like this sometime. Well, I can tell you that that is true, Narad Muni's case. But Srila Prabhupada actually exhibited such a compassionate mercy that Nityananda Prabhu's mercy never ends, he exhibited in Bombay. Saridas Prabhu told us this story. He was sitting in a jail because he was not a good person, in a sense that he, from his childhood, he left his home and went to Bombay to become successful. But some or other end up with wrong association and became the master of pickpocket. And he was sitting in a jail and he saw this newspaper, and in the newspaper he saw this Indian sadhu who went to the West and gave Krishna consciousness. But he didn't read this. He only saw Prabhupada's picture with a gold watch in his hand. And he's thinking, wow. Then he read one that he was asking other thieves in the jail, what do you think that? He said, if you get this watch, you don't need any more money. This will be enough if you sell it. If you steal it and sell it, then whole life, you know, you'll get enough money, you can start a business, you can live whole life. So he's thinking, gosh, I need to get out of the jail to steal. I have to find out where this Maharaj is. It happened to be Prabhupada. Prabhupada picture. Anyway, it was very mystical that he got out. The judge actually let him go. Some evidence says, okay, he is a pickpocketer, but he should not do that. And he confessed that he will not do anymore. So he found the address and he came. And Prabhupada was staying in somebody's house those days. There was no temple. And as he came nearby, and they allowed him to see Prabhupada. And as soon he came and he was a Bengali, and he had some etiquette, so he paid obeisances. And he's not looking at Prabhupada so much, but he's looking. And he found the same watch Prabhupada was wearing in his hand. And he's looking, and Prabhupada was very merciful. And he said, oh, very nice, you came to see. You should stay here and become a devotee. And some or other, because he's an expansion or extension of super soul, he could see what this soul is seeking. Not sadhu sangha, but something related to sadhus. So Prabhupada took out the watch from his hand and he gave it to him. He said, this is for you. Now, don't go anywhere, stay in the temple and become a devotee. So it was very fascinating. And he's a very advanced devotee now. He's still in Bombay. And he's chanting and he cries for Prabhupada, that how his life completely changed. Later on, you know, like we are reading Bhagavatam. There's so many devotees helped to translate this Bhagavatam. And another story I'll just say, that how such a person from that angle, but Prabhupada was so merciful to engage him. Because he was a pickpocketer, he could not sleep at night. Because at night, whole night he would steal, and during the day he sleeps. So when he joined in the temple because of Prabhupada, he could not sleep at night. So he wake up, and one day he could not take it. He woke up other devotees. Hey, can we talk? Because I cannot fall asleep. He said, oh, this is middle of the night. Just go to sleep, Prabhu. He said, no, I cannot fall asleep. I was a pickpocketer. I used to steal whole night. I stay up. So some or other, one devotee said, you know what, just let us sleep. Well, I need to talk to somebody. He said, look at through the window. It's only Prabhupada wake up and everybody else is sleeping. We have to get up for Mangala Arati. He said, what do you mean? He said, you can go and talk to Prabhupada if you want. They just made a little comment. And he really took it seriously. He went there. Some way or other, Krishna's arrangement, he was allowed to come inside Prabhupada's room in the middle of the night. And Prabhupada was translating with his dictaphone. Prabhupada says, "Oh, what is happening? Why you are here?" So Prabhupada, I cannot fall asleep. And then he narrated the story, his life, a little bit. And then Prabhupada said, "Oh, then you can help me. I'm also awake. I'm also not sleeping." Then he said, "Prabhupada, but I don't know this translation, what you're doing." He said, "I translate into English. Prabhupada, I do not speak English and I don't understand English and I never studied English." He said, "That's all right, but you can help me in translation. Other way, let's see. These are the Sanskrit books and this is dictaphone. And I click this button to speak and then when I'm done, I release it like this." And Prabhupada, "I don't know Sanskrit, I don't know this machine also much." So Prabhupada says, "Come nearby and listen." So Prabhupada played pre-record and he said, "Listen." So he was listening. He said, "Do you hear some sound in the back?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Dog barking." He said, "Good. You heard it. See, this is disturbing my translation. So you do one thing, you go downstairs with a stick and you chase the dog until I finish 4 o'clock. And in this way it will be peacefully I can translate the Bhagavatam." He said, "I can do that, Prabhupada, for you." So from that day he would go downstairs with a stick and till morning 4 o'clock Prabhupada finished his translation. He would just chase the dog and nobody, no sound, nobody would walk by. He would tell them to be quiet. Of course, middle of the night, nobody's there, but the animal would come and dog would come. So like this, he was helping and Prabhupada was engaging and Prabhupada was very happy with him that he's helping him translating Bhagavatam. So this is how they seek. Of course, he was not seeking association of Prabhupada, but some or other Krishna within his heart guided him. And Prabhupada gave him his association in a such a way that till today he cries and chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is wonderful. Now, question raised that how do you know that if at this moment in my life I am associating with sadhus or not? Wherever I am, through online teaching or reading, how do I know if I am associating? Well, there is a result. There is a verse in Bhagavatam 3:25-20, Prasangam ajaram pasam atmana kavayo vidhu soyevo sadhu sukrito mokshadaram apabrito. If you look at the commentary, and Prabhupada gave translation, very sweet. That attachment we all have, you don't have to develop attachment to Prabhupada. You already have an attachment. You just have to divert the attachment from material to spiritual, to Prabhupada. That's all. Attachment, you don't need a new attachment. But you have an attachment. Eternally, everybody has an attachment, according to that verse. The attachment, free will, willpower, these are part of you. It is eternal. So attachment, prasangam ajaram pasam. If you focus on the material things, it will bind you. But if you take that attachment towards spiritual, to Prabhupada, his books and other, the same attachment, then you will be immediately, instantly liberated. So the answer to that question is, if by associating with some devotees, by talking with some devotees, by reading something, if you feel more close to Prabhupada and Radha Shyam Sundar, that means you are advancing. And if you feel more doubt arise, you are a little far away from the Prabhupada's lotus feet and Krishna. Instead of serving, you feel like, oh, I'm in a doubt, and this is not a good association. That means sadhu sangha did not take place. Bhagavad Gita began with a doubt, question. Dhritarashtra asked that question. Dharma kshetre kurukshetre samaveta jujusava mamaka pandavascheva kim akurvata sanjaya. He had a doubt. So he asked that, oh Sanjay, what my sons and the Pandu sons are doing? So sometime our life began with question, sometime doubtful question. But there is a lesson to learn. The answer of that question is given the last verse of Bhagavad Gita. But there is something we learn very nicely, Prabhupada put in a later part of 18th chapter, one purport. Sanjaya heard Bhagavad Gita, Dhritarashtra heard Bhagavad Gita, but result became different. Sanjaya experienced ecstasy of devotional service. Why? Because he had a favorable attitude. He was appreciating. He had a grateful attitude towards his guru Vyasdev. Dhritarashtra also disciple of Vyasdev. But he did not have that appreciative mood. Even though he heard the whole Bhagavad Gita, heart did not change much. So hearing is not everything. To experience the spiritual happiness, we have to have a grateful attitude. We have to appreciate that the gift Prabhupada has given. The devotees in Alachua, devotees all over the world. If we cannot appreciate, we will be depriving ourselves. And of course, if you say, well, if I don't have a sadhu sangha, can I advance? No. Because from the Kanishtha Adhikari to the Madhyam Adhikari, only difference is that he developed a special attachment to sadhus, devotees, and he wants to please those devotees, he wants to serve those devotees. If that attachment, if that service attitude towards the other devotee did not develop, our progression is limiting or stops there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna bhakti janma mula hai sadhu sanga, Krishna prema janme tehu puna mukha anga. That to enter into devotion, cause is sadhu. Some devotee somewhere is the cause of you entering into devotional school. And after entering, to further progress, you need sadhu. After obtaining Krishna prem, you still need sadhu sangha. In Vrindavan, that's all it is. It is filled with sadhus. All the Braja Gopis, Braja Vasis, they're 24 hours a day, they're helping each other by reminding of Krishna. They are feeling emotion. The whole Vrindavan is saturated with nothing but sadhu sangha. And Krishna says, he lives where? Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam hridaye shubha. Tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti mad bhakta. I'm not in Vaikuntha, I'm not in heart of those meditators who doesn't have a feeling for me, who doesn't want to serve me. But I am always eternally live with those devotees who are very eagerly, enthusiastically, happily trying to serve me, glorify me. You will find me there. So, and another verse very important. Nirapeksham munim shantam vimatsara samadarsanam anubrajami aham nittam pujayat angri renubi. You want to be delivered? You can never be delivered without the foot dust of sadhu. Forget about Krishna prem. Even for liberation, no chance without the mercy of sadhus. That verse clearly explains. And Krishna decided that's how. Krishna did not say alternative. Krishna says only by the foot dust of. That was established by Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur when Gaur Vishwadas Babaji passed away. He gave a whole lecture to the Babajis who misunderstood the importance of Gaur Vishwadas Babaji's position. And he glorified this. Now, next sentence Prabhupada says, just the opposite. One should not be misled by a pseudo-devotee. And I was thinking, what is pseudo-devotee? It scared my heart because I have that mentality. Another place Prabhupada said, by practicing bhakti yoga, if the performer is not purified from the material contamination, he must be a pseudo-devotee. Whoa! For such an imposter, there is no remedy for being freed from material entanglement. It's scary. How pseudo-devotee mislead us? Those, they will encourage us to actually slowly, slowly go away from Krishna consciousness. They will unnecessarily talk offensive things and they don't see that they are cutting their own bhakti lata plant by criticizing. They are also considered pseudo-devotee. Prabhupada says sahajiyas are bad. But when our devotee, some of our devotee takes this, it is worse. That means Prabhupada knew what could happen in ISKCON too. So we have to be very careful. Constantly observing who we are associating with. Just like this Christian minister, this prison ministry minister, Nicole Roy, she told me, well, in your philosophy, can you say what is the destination of a person? I said, sure. Bhagavatam explains. You give me the 10 person very close to you and I'll interview them and after that I can tell you where you're heading if you die now. We are adapter. We are conscious being. Our consciousness supposed to be affected by the association of the people we are around and realization comes. When realization comes, a vision develops. At that time, transformation of our consciousness takes place. And Krishna, Lord Krishna told to Uddhava, katham bina ramaharsam dravete cheyetasa bina. If you hear about me, and if you don't feel attraction, bina ananda shukalayas suddeta bhakta binasaya, then where is the question that you will experience this bodily transformation of sattvic bhav? And if it does not transform, then where is the question of shedding tears when you hear about me or think of me? And if you don't shed tears, where is the question that your consciousness is changing? What a nice logic way Krishna explained to Uddhava. So we have to be very careful who we are associating every day through internet. Because internet has one side Krishna, one side Maya. And I'm watching because I do with Facebook a lot of classes. Every time I come open the internet, here Krishna is saying, so what are you going to do for me? Would you like to do something for me? And Maya also said, hey, I know you want to be a devotee, but this is also attractive, you want it. This free choice is within us. We have to make that choice constant. Otherwise, we will be driven away. Then Prabhupada writes, a pure devotee is completely surrendered soul unto the personality of Godhead. He knows Supreme Personality of Godhead as the supreme proprietor, all other as his servitor. By the association of pure devotee only, one can get rid of all sins accumulated by mundane association. Now question comes, how this sadhu sangha actually helps? Now from my own experience I can tell you, when we have good friendship with sincere, serious devotees, it not only makes the good times better, but we have support and love when we are facing difficulty. In my own life, I saw that. Who we hang out with shapes who we become. So I am requesting you, find good Krishna conscious devotee association and make time in your life to be with them. Thank you, Mata. It is one of the most essential aspects of successful spiritual practice that I myself always think every day. That's why I'm telling you. Then Prabhupada writes, a neophyte devotee must faithfully serve the pure devotee. He should be very much obedient and strictly follow the instructions. Then Prabhupada ends with this sentence, these are the signs of a devotee who is determined to achieve success, even in the existing duration of life. This is very nice ending, Prabhupada writes, so sweetly. To not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others, what can we do? To not let our ego interfere with our purpose. To accept honor or not to accept honor. Just like with this brahmachari dress, I was going to Hitchcock other day, and one man actually from little far, a black body gentleman, was very nicely. So can I ask you a question? Are you afraid of this coronavirus thing? And we had a nice talk. And he understood I am also practicing Hare Krishna practice. And we had a wonderful discussion. And at the end, he said, I really like the Hare Krishna. You guys are great. Now I'm thinking, he's honoring me. Now if that honor, if I artificially say, oh, don't, I'm not a great, that will make him doubtful, like what is talking about? So it is not a question of honor or dishonor. It's a question of anything that brings others to Krishna consciousness, we should accept. Our goal is to bring everybody, myself first, to the lotus feet of Prabhupada and Krishna. So this way we look at it. You know, we have a lot of attachment to this world, but what I understand from Srila Prabhupada's beautiful purport, thinking about worldly things is not attachment. Being unable to stop thinking of them is. So attachment is a state of mental bondage for me, wherein our thoughts compulsively gravitate towards the object of our attachment. Recently, in a BTG article, I found an interesting article written by Mayapur Chandra Prabhu, and I'm going to read to you. He wrote, who will go back home back to Godhead? And he says, I was shocked, confused, bewildered. As I entered Goloka's door, not by the beauty of it all, not the light or its decor, but it was the devotees in Goloka that I was amazed to see. I knew them all on the earth. but they had so little bhakti. There stood my sankirtan leader, the one who stole Krishna's money twice. Next to him was my old temple president, who was never very nice to me. Oh, Krishna Das, who never preached, who seemed to so insincere, but sitting ecstatically with Krishna, to whom he seemed so dear. So I turned my Guru Maharaj. What's going on? I asked. Of this, I don't know what to make. How would all these devotees end up here from Alachua? I'm just adding Alachua. Did someone make a mistake? And why is everyone so quiet? So Sambhar, give me a clue. Then Guru Maharaj said, shh, quiet, Prabhu. He said, they are all in shock. No one thought they would be seeing you in Golok. That was very nice BTG article, I thought. So in this pandemic, I'll just end with this, that when we practice bhakti, we start realizing, more we study this Bhagavatam, we start realizing the indestructibility of spiritual reality. When we spiritualize our consciousness by practicing sadhan bhakti every day in Alachua. And when we come to that point, such elevation of consciousness increasingly connects us with Krishna. Once that connection becomes steady and strong, even if insecurities like pandemic, coronavirus afflict us at the material level, we can still relish the supreme spiritual security in Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I got some notes here. Can you put the check in? I want to see. Okay, I got something here from some well-wisher devotees. One is Madhava Prabhu. Oh, huge article he wrote. Okay, let me read it if I can. What's the time now? This is from one devotee. I appreciate very much your statement, Srila Prabhupada is Shiksha Guru for all humanity for the next 10,000 years. And I wholeheartedly agree. My question referred to a Prabhupada disciple who has accepted the duties of spiritual master, following in Prabhupada's footsteps in parampara. Is it not the duty of the disciple of this next generation spiritual master to accept the order of his immediate spiritual master as his life and soul? Is it not the duty of the disciple to see his own guru, as long as his guru is in good standing in ISKCON, as being Krishna's pure devotee, he who has personally saved me from material life, he who is the topmost embodiment of all the qualities mentioned in Sri Guru Bhastaka prayers and Sri Guru Vandana, he who is pure via medium for the entire parampara. As you mentioned, Srila Prabhupada deserve a place in everyone's heart as world Shiksha Guru. But is it not the duty of a disciple to see his initiating guru with Shastra Chakshu, spiritual vision? Thank you. I apologize if the question appears controversial or political. It is not intended this way. Kindly speak on the topics. Okay, I'll address a little bit. Thank you, Madhava Prabhu. And another text from Mother Vishnupriya. Okay, I'll address this first. I remember I went to Wilson, like 1 hour from here. And there used to be a very nice, sincere senior devotee named Shabana Muni. Now don't You may hear little difference because Bengali we say Shabana. In English they say Shyabana, something like that. But anyhow, he was a sannyasi. Prabhupada gave him sannyas, but then he fell down and then he again took it. And it was very nice and I had a wonderful discussion. He told me so many confidential pastimes of Srila Prabhupada in Africa when Prabhupada sent him for preaching. Brahmananda Maharaj, many devotees went there anyway. So one time Prabhupada, he was in Nairobi and Mauritius, both places he was with Prabhupada. One time Prabhupada went for a morning walk and on the way back he said, let's sit down under the tree and let's have a Bhagavatam class. So he gave Bhagavatam class under the tree instead of going to temple. And in the anyway, many things were discussed, but one thing related to this question I remember. Prabhupada says, so spiritual master comes down from the spiritual world to take the soul back home, back to Godhead. So that's the duty of the spiritual master. What is the duty of the disciple? So some devotee says, to chant 16 rounds minimum. Some devotees say, follow four regulative principles. Some say, distribute books. And they gave from their level. And Prabhupada says, still, those are important service. But most important is, what is the motive, intention of Guru you should have imbibed in your consciousness? What is the purpose Guru has come to take me back home, back to Godhead? I also should have a strong desire to go back home, back to Godhead. Then Guru and disciple are one. Because Prabhupada has proven, of course he's very humble, extremely humble, but once in a while he revealed his secret identity. Just like Nectar of Instruction, text 8, when they were reading and they asked Prabhupada, it says we have to follow a Brajabasi to serve Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, yes. So which Brajabasi should we follow? Prabhupada says, I am here. So, but Prabhupada is humble. He doesn't reveal his sarup, you know, because we sometimes try to find his sarup. But he revealed. So, and it is recorded. You can see here, Prabhupada said, okay, he's Brajabasi. So, because with the Ishkan present gurus, not all the gurus, we don't know their sarup. So it will be nice if I see my guru, present Ishkan guru, is aligned with Prabhupada and he is giving what Prabhupada came to give. Then guaranteed, we will be in Golok Vrindavan. Guru Nishtha means he is aligned with his guru. So we must understand what Prabhupada came to give. And my present guru is giving the same thing. Then they are on one track, parallel track. Then there is no doubt. Because Prabhupada already proven, most compassionate. You heard all these quotes that he has a key from the back door. From the front door, Krishna may not allow you. Because you really need eligibility, a big time. You know, this is one of the weak points in my life. That why I am completely devoting myself. I said, till my last breath, I want to serve Prabhupada in his mission, under his GVC authority. Never leave anymore. I had a many detour here, there in my life. No more. Till my last breath. Because I am an advantage taker. Prabhupada has exhibited something that no acharya exhibited like that. Whether I am qualified or not, but if I am sincerely trying to follow him, I have a chance to enter in Golok Vrindavan. And if I just follow the Shastra or just other who is not strictly following Prabhupada, I have a doubt whether 2-3 life or 100 life, I don't know what life it will make me. So I am an advantage taker, like a business minded, and I want to just follow. So all the Guru of ISKCON, I'm sure, they are aligned with Prabhupada's teachings. And when someone accepts ISKCON gurus, who is strictly following Prabhupada, then they are going Golok Vrindavan. So with that regards, and then more discussion can be there, but I want of the time, I'm going to go to another comment or from Mother Vishnupriya. She is a very kind, loving mother and spiritual mentor. She said, cultivating appreciation for other devotees is very important principle. Thank you. Sadhu Sangha, thanks for pointing out how necessary it is all along the process. Yes, Mother. So today we are all affected by this coronavirus consciousness. We hear how many thousands around the world are dying daily. We have compassion for those suffering. So now to bring our minds back to Krishna consciousness, should we pray for all? Yes! Actually, I did even this morning, I was thinking. I wish the whole world, all the soul, they hear Krishna's name. If they are attracted to online, I hope they get hooked to, you know, YouTube, Alachua, or some Krishna conscious website where they could hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra before they die. I wish the President Trump, all the leaders, adapt Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Prabhupada's tape in every hospital and play 24 hours a day. I personally experienced one hospital in this world, in this planet, I mean in India. It's Bhaktivedanta Hospital, that under Radhanath Maharaj's guidance, that 24 hours a day they have a Prabhupada's chanting. Every floor of the hospital. Every floor, 6th floor, 7th floor, 8th, every floor you go, Prabhupada's background. And there's a Muslims, Christian, Hindus, few Hare Krishnas are sick. And the hospital is packed with the patients. But they get prasadam every day and they hear Prabhupada. That was like a eye-opening. I wish the whole material world, which is a hospital, should open like this, adapt like what Radhanath Maharaj did over there. And then she writes, we also realize how interconnected to all we are by connected to Krishna. Yes, Mother, you are 100% right. We should all pray for all the living soul, not only departing, but those who are also staying alive still today. They should take shelter of Krishna. I agree 100%. And Dibhanga Prabhu writes about Vrindavan Das Thakur. I'm sorry, the time passed, I forgot completely. Vrindavan Das Thakur is the incarnation of Vyas Dev, who wrote. Actually, I was thinking of starting with that. I'll take 1 minute just to say something. The Vrindavan Das Thakur, you think life is challenging? This coronavirus, read Vrindavan Das Thakur's mother. This wonderful Mataji, her name is Narayani. When she was 4 years old, yes, she experienced receiving direct mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was chewing a pan, and from his own mouth, he took it out and put it in the mouth of this little girl who chewed that remnants, and she went in trance crying for Krishna and calling out in front of these thousands and thousands of devotees. This is his mother, Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur from childhood, when he was born, he found out his father died before he was born. When his mother was pregnant, his father, Vaikunthana Prabhu in Mamgachi, passed away. So he was born without father, in a sense. But his mother raised him. His mother is a niece of Sivas Thakur. Sivas Thakur had a cousin, Nalini Pandit, not his immediate brother, but the cousin. And Nalini Pandit's daughter is Narayani. She used to work in Basudev Dutta's house in Mamgachi, where Vrindavan Das Thakur grew up. So from childhood, very struggle life, it appears. But what Vrindavan Das Thakur expressed about his own life that he was relishing ecstasy every moment under his mother's care. But materially, they were very poor, poverty-stricken, you can say. She was a maid servant in somebody's house. Of course, she's a great devotee, that Vasudev Datta. But still, she was a maid servant. But he expressed that every day his mother used to tell about Gornita's story. Some pastimes nobody knows in this entire creation, if it was not Mother Narayani who revealed this. When she was a little girl, she was a very close friend of Mother Vishnupriya, Mahaprabhu's second wife. And the day, day before he took sannyas, there was a big emotional, ecstatic festival took place between Mahaprabhu and his wife. Nobody else. Door was locked. Except this little girl, friend of Mother Vishnupriya, who was listening through the thatched. In India, the wall sometimes made of bamboo thatched. You know, in America I don't see it, but it's still today in India there. Prabhupada's bhajan kuti, where Prabhupada stayed in the beginning. That was made of thatched. I remember. So you could hear what is going on inside, everything they talk. So she heard everything and she revealed this to her son, to Vrindavan Das Thakur. That's how Chaitanya Bhagavat has so many secret pastimes that no other Mahaprabhu's classmate, they never heard it because of Mother Narayana. So we owe to Vrindavan Das Thakur. And please read Chaitanya Bhagavat today. Chaitanya Bhagavat, only problem is it's very addictive. Once you enter in, you never will get out. Whole life you want to read it. Because it's so contagious in a good sense, and it's so nectarian that you don't care of anything else in this world. You only care for pleasing Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, when you care for that, you actually helping the whole world to be purified. Okay, I'll end with this. Is there any question on the chat room?
No. Comments.
Comments. Okay, we can read the comment later. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. Mother Narayani ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vancha Kalpaturvishya Kipasindu Devacha. Otitanam Pavanibhu Vishnu Vibhu Namo Namah.